Maybe you ain't been too long ago. I've read some of this here at the church. Probably actually read this exact scripture some, but it's been on my heart today and this evening especially. And reading, studying some other things, but also and thought we might go there tonight, but the Lord just never would give us the freedom with it. And maybe this might be a little different tonight, but just feel like we need to read this and maybe got a few thoughts on it. But over in the book of Isaiah, in the 40th chapter, and like I say, I know these scriptures are familiar and all like that, but I'm thankful. Thank you, God. Those are familiar. I'm thankful they don't get old, they don't wire out, and they still got just as much fire behind them. It don't matter the thousands of years that these scriptures has been penned down and been spoke, been preached, been studied, been taught, all these different things. They've not wearied. They've not got weak. If anything else, God's word becomes stronger in our life because we see the truth that's in it the further we go. The more we study it, the more we get into it, the more we hear it preached, and we see that the strength and I ain't good with big words, but I guess the longevity of it is this is eternal. It wasn't just something that was pinned down and like a good book, you read it and then, you know, these people that can read books over and over and they like to read them that way. And then if it's me, a lot of times if I hear the story, I'm done with it. I mean, I already know what's happening and I don't want to go back. I'm not a reader anyway, but I don't want to go back and go through something I already know. You know, I mean, let's go on to something new. I mean, that's just the way we are. But God's Word, I mean, my papa Rice, and I've told this before, died at 99 years old, and he would sit every day. If you went by his house after he was done working outside, he was sitting with his Bible in his lap, and he was reading it. And he told me, he said, not boastfully, he says, I don't know how many times truly I've read that book through, and he says, every time I read it, I find something in there that I've never seen before. And I'm glad that's the way God's Word is. It's just it's always growing. It's always new. And that's the way it should be. It keeps feeding. This is the bread, the true bread. It keeps feeding you. It keeps nourishing you. It keeps growing you. It don't just run out of nutrients. It's full of it. But I'm thankful for that, and said all that just to get around to that 40th chapter there. And I'm going to just read, like I say, very familiar, starting in the 28th verse. I know here not long ago we preached back in some of this before this here, but we want to read this here. It says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And like I say, we can probably all of us quote this right here. But today it just seemed like at least the Lord just kept bringing this to my heart. And I thought on it a few weeks ago even of this particular part of this scripture. And it just seemed like it kept coming back to me today, Linda, as I was calling some of our elders, and I don't say that like I say, I'm not trying to say that in any boastful manner, but as I was trying to go by and visit a few and talk and different things, and I started getting heavy, and I started getting down because these are people that I love, they're people I care about, and Bobby, you see people that you care about going through hardships, and you see them through trials, and and troubles, and you see them weary, you see them low, and it brings you down in a sense of you wish you could do more, and you wish you could encourage more, you wish you could lift up more. And you know, I got to thinking about that a little bit, and I thought, Lord, what else can I do? And help me to do more. And as I got to thinking, and I thought, there ain't nothing else I can do. I could be there every day. I could go over. I could cook them meals. I could do whatever you could. But that's not going to be enough. They're still fighting battles. They're still going through hardships. And yes, as I told you, you can read over in Galatians over there, we talk about bearing our own burdens and bearing one another's burdens and fulfilling the law of Christ. Yes, we should go and we should try to do and encourage and bear those things, but there's only so far we can go. But what encouragement if they know the Lord? Then He don't get weary. Even the youths faint, the Bible says. They get weary. It don't matter. Even in our youth, we would get tired, we'd get weary, we'd get worn down. And in this old flesh, it's getting older, and it's getting harder to go, it's getting harder to do. But is that not an encouragement? Just like I say in this scripture, how he said, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of His understanding. And He giveth power to the faint." You think about that. But He don't run out of strength. He don't get weary. He don't get faint. The things that's going on in this world, God is not worrying Himself to death about. In a sense of where He's like, what am I going to do? Because before the foundations of the world, God knew what man was going to do. God knew that we were going to fail. And He went ahead and He made a way through the death of His Son. And He's not fainting. He's not weary. He's not worried. He knows that through and by the blood of His Son, that there's hope for the people of God. And how does He give strength to the faint? How does He give courage and strength to the weary? Through and by His Son. And if we wouldn't lean so much on ourselves and our own understanding, and we'd lean more on God, we wouldn't faint so easy in this way. There's so many today, as we were talking about, seems like that just gets so easily discouraged that they just give up. And just remind you, I'm not running them down. You're looking at one that seems like past couple of years, Julian, I'm up, I'm down, I'm up, I'm down, I'm up, I'm down. And I catch myself getting in places I thought I'd never be. And getting weary along the way, and getting tired, and getting discouraged. But yet every time I do, Conley, God will raise me back up. And He'll say, I say, I'm thankful that my strength don't come from me. But I'm thankful that I can look unto one that created this world, that measured the waters in the span of His hand, that spoke this into existence, that's greater and bigger than what I can even see with my eyes. I'm so small in His greatness. In His magnificence, I'm so small. And I may get weary, and I may faint, but He hasn't lost one ounce of His strength. And I can be encouraged, and I can draw strength from that. And when I see my brethren getting weak, and when I see them getting weary, I can encourage them. I thought that today, as I was talking to Colleen, and I was just talking to these different ones, and I was able to say, and as they were talking, and we were talking about sickness and it drawing you down, and physically you can't go and you can't do, but yet we could everyone come to one common conclusion and one thing that we could all agree on. I'm glad my hope's not anchored here in this world. You know how we can run and not faint and walk and not be weary? Hey, we get to looking at where we're headed and not where we're at.
I'm glad there's encouragement in the Lord. Most of us here tonight still got most of our physical strength, and we're able to go and we're able to come tonight. But if time tarries, we won't have that. We'll get weak, we'll get wearied. And I thought today as I went by and seen my Aunt Juanita laying there over there in hospice and just frail and small. And I remembered back, and she looks just like my Grandma Rains used to look, just looking at her. And I could remember as a child when my grandma died. And I could remember thinking as just a kid, and I was very young, I thought, Lord, I'd love to just spend one more minute with her. But she had to pass, and she went on. And I saw my 86-year-old aunt laying there today looking just like she did. And if time tarries, I'll lay in a bed just like she was. And I'll lay this whole thing here down. But I could get to mentioning to her about the Lord and having prayer. And she just got excited about the Lord. I'm thankful though this old outward man perishes, the inward man can be renewed day by day. Lay it away upon the Lord. Shall renew their strength. We can get weary in what's going on around us. But just wait on the Lord. Be not weary in well-doing. That's right there in Galatians where it's quoted long ago, and I quote it all the time here. Be not weary in well-doing. In due season you'll reap if you faint not. You know why I don't faint? You know why I can't quit, Jay? Because what's inside of me is greater than what's on the outside. You know where I'd be tonight, Linda, if I went by what this flesh wanted to do? I'd be at the house and I'd be balled up in the fetal position. Just, Lord, everything's all to pieces. The whole world's gone to pot. People I love are suffering. Everything's just falling apart all around me. I'd be discouraged. I'd be weary. I'd be fainting. But you know where I wanted to be? Do you know I want to be there for the house of God? Glorifying His name. Because He's not weary. And He's not fainting one bit. And I want my people to have that encouragement in their life. God's still God and He ain't changed. And they still hope in His name. Our people will call on Him. They have Him. It's come to all. And it's up to the church to show this world that you can have what I got. That serpent was lifted up over there in the wilderness. So was the Son of Man who lifted up. He was raised up over there on Golgotha's hill. And you know what it's our job to do today as the church? He's lifting Him up before this world. He gave His life on Calvary and He resurrected it on the third day. Lift Him up before this world and show them there's hope in Jesus. I guess I'm still preaching the Christmas message. He's not dead. He's alive. And I don't just have hope in this life only. There has been most miserable, isn't there? I've got a hope in the God that don't faint. And you know what He don't do? He don't die.
Bear with me just a minute. You already heard it, but I'm going to read it again. Conley read this. 118th Psalm, 17th verse. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. He said, up there in that sixth verse, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? What have we got to get discouraged in? What have we got to get disheartened in? I can live because He lives. I ain't got to fear man.
Because he's greater than man. I don't put my confidence in man. I don't put my confidence in princes. I've got my confidence in the one that spoke this into existence. The one that's able to reach down and to save the deepest, darkest sinner there is. That one that's the most deceived. That one that claims atheism. That one that claims there is no God. God can manifest Himself. And how? It's already been testified through His children. Through His children. We all work and go around people that they may even say they believe there's a God, but they ain't accepting Him. They may not be coming out and calling themselves atheists, but they're worshiping every other God besides ours. They're chasing every other thing in this world. What's it our job to do? Lift Him high. Exalt Him. And when this world's getting faint and weary and laying down and dying and giving up, let them see the church going forward and glorifying the God of heaven that brings life unto man. They need to see us trusting in our God. I'm not here to tell you you won't get discouraged and you won't get down. But just keep trusting in Him. He'll pull us through and He'll bring us out of where we get. In our lowest places, our heaviest loads, our deepest, darkest discouragements. We can't get weary in well, do we? Because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall not run, or they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You want to know how? Keep your eyes on the Lord. Wait a minute. I can remember the night my father-in-law died. It's a night that I still play over in my mind. 3:30 in the morning, got a call. Something's going on today. Need to get up here. Run barefoot up a gravel road. I can't even walk on pavement or grass barefoot going. I remember going as hard as I could. Getting up there, calling, we called 911 and we waited. And we waited, and it felt like it was hours long before that ambulance showed up. And I remember getting aggravated and mad and a little bit aggressive with some of them paramedics because I felt like they were piddling around. I was ready to get a hold of them. And waited and waited. And he died. It wasn't because they didn't cry, because they didn't do what they could. There was no hope for him at that point. There was nothing anyone could do. But I waited on them with expectation that they could help the man I loved. And I got let down because there was nothing they could do. But you know what? There's encouragement in the Lord. You wait on Him. I'm not saying that He'll spare the life of people that are sick and do all these things just because. But I'm saying you wait on Him and He'll give you strength in those moments. When you have great loss in this life, when you have discouragement, God will lift you up and bring you through it. And He brings you to a realization that it's His will and not ours. Those things that Mark, that I would have done a whole lot different than the Lord has. The preacher, I wouldn't say that. I'm just telling you, my thoughts is not His thoughts. My ways is not His ways. I would do things entirely different than He does. But you know what? I'd mess up a whole lot too. We've got to wait on Him. We've got to trust Him. And no matter if me and Paul Angel are talking about today, we'll go through things sometimes. But we've just got to trust the Lord through whatever. Good, bad, hard, easy.
We got to trust God through whatever we go through.
And wait on Him. Because there's a purpose and a reason in everything He does.
I've stood over infants. I've stood over 15-year-old kids. I've stood over 90-year-old people. And no matter the age or the time period, I'm always blind. But there's only one answer. Because in Adam we'll all die. In this flesh we'll all face tribulation. We'll all face hardship. And it all comes around to because sin. That's why we go through what we do. That's why we'll face the things we do. But in all of this, God's got a great purpose in the way things happen. And it's not for me to question it. It's just to trust Him. Just to trust Him. It's hard sometimes. But if we're not weary and well-doing, I think back to this, and just literally telling this, is Jeremiah McCall came and preached a month or two ago over here at the church, as he lost that little 2-year-old boy of his, drowned. Tragic accident, awful. And we were all just wondering why. And a few months down the road, revival over there in that church. And over 20-something people made it work. Got saved. Because that pastor stood and said, I don't know why my son had to die. But he made me one of them to do to God. And he didn't give up on God. He didn't get weary and well-doing. As hard and dark of a time in his life as he faced, he stayed with God and he stayed true. I hope I never face what that man's faced. I hope I never have to go through what he has. But if I do, God help me to have the same faith and the same trust in my God as He did. Because what a great work God brought down the road. The Lord knew more. The Lord had a plan. And it was perfect. It may be hard to understand sometimes, but we've got to trust God through it all. God help me through the things I go through. It don't take much to derail me sometimes. It really don't. Discouragement and things of that nature. It don't take much sometimes. But every time I get derailed, Lord, there's something to get me right back on track. There's something down in here that'll say, you can't do it without the Lord. I've tried. I've went through some miserable years. Years in my life before. Because I got aggravated because things didn't go the way I wanted them to. And I couldn't fix it, and I couldn't do it. And I got upset and just give up on everything. Laid my Bible down, kept going to church, quit studying like I should, quit reading like I should, quit trusting God like I should. And I got in about as miserable a state as a man could get in and not be dead. But the Lord brought me back. He established my door. And helped me to get my feet back on the right track and get to following Him the way I should. I ain't saying we won't never have hardships, but just trust the Lord and let Him get you back. Be not weary. And wait on the Lord. Keep trusting. God's still got great works to do. He's still got souls He's going to save. He's working in our midst every Sunday and every Wednesday. We've got to get encouraged in Him and trust Him and believe Him and wait on Him. Though the night might get long, just realize He ain't left you. Just wait on Him. Wait on Him as Mary and Martha. He showed up and He accomplished that for His glory. I told him it might be just a little bit, not a whole lot of notes. That's what the Lord had on my heart. Let's just keep a trust in the Lord and not faint. Stay firm and believe. And don't get weary in well-doing. We've already got to do some reaping around here through these past few years. And there's more to come. God's not done with it. He's not going to leave us here to let us just starve to death. Let's just keep a trust in Him. That's what the Lord laid on my heart tonight. I love you and I appreciate the Lord. Let's just continue to pray. One for another.